Report: Former teacher's aide charged with raping 12-year-old student. By Amy Furr on May 21, 2021. A 33-year-old former teacher's aide in Ohio has been accused of having sex with a 12-year-old middle school student during a two-week period. Mandy Davis, who worked at Taze Valley West Middle School, had a sexual relationship with the student between April 26 and May 11 in her Bloomfield, Ohio home, according to the criminal complaint, which was obtained by DailyMail.com, the outlet reported Thursday. An employee noticed an odd relationship between the suspect and the alleged victim and told school administrators, who then began an investigation into Davis, according to the Pickaway County Sheriff's Office. Mandy Davis is charged with rape, a felony of the first degree, gross sexual imposition, a felony of the third degree, and unlawful sexual conduct with a minor, a felony of the fourth degree, the agency said in a post on Wednesday detailing the case. Information about the case was reported to the Pickaway County Sheriff's Office over this past weekend by a concerned parent of a student. Evidence was gathered by Pickaway County Sheriff's Office deputies and detectives. Through further investigation, detectives were able to secure an arrest warrant for Mandy Davis. After Mrs. Davis was taken into custody, she was booked into the Pickaway County Sheriff's Office. Detectives from the Sheriff's Office, South Bloomfield Police Department, and BCI then executed a search warrant at Mandy Davis's residence and secured more evidence. Davis's bond was reportedly set at $250,000, and if released, she will be required to wear a GPS monitor, according to the Columbus Dispatch. Her upcoming court appearance is scheduled to take place on May 27. In a statement Wednesday, the Taze Valley Local Schools reportedly confirmed Davis, who was employed part-time and as needed, no longer worked for the district. Since this is a pending personnel matter involving a district employee, our practice is not to publicly discuss the specific facts and circumstances. However, we can confirm that Ms. Davis has been notified that her services are no longer needed by the Board of Education, the statement read.